I think it's important for the younger generation to be involved in local politics. I've been on P&Z for the last 8 months, and I really saw that the decisions were made at the council level. We've had the same group of people in and out of town council for the last decade, and so I thought, why not throw my hat into the ring? I think I could give a new perspective for the younger generation, because the decisions we make today will be with us for the next 20 to 30 years.
And what skills do you bring to the council?
People tell me I'm a good listener. I like to go out and get different perspectives. I'm looking forward during this campaign to go out and talk to other residents and business owners and see what they want from the town. Also, I believe my time working for a small startup has given me a different perspective and skills on problem solving, as well as management experience. And this has helped me to learn to think outside the box, taking views from all sides to find the best solution.
What changes would you like to see the town make?
I think we really need to get moving on the CDC parcel. If we keep dragging our feet, it'll remain a blank piece of land blocked by the black fencing. I also believe we should work on progressive zoning for the Clark's Market parcel. I know there's multiple owners involved, but I see no reason why we can't bring them all to the table and have a discussion to see how we can get moving, because it is the center of our town and a very important area that needs something done.
What do you support in terms of current town direction?
I really appreciate that the town's taking the budget and the financial stability of the town very seriously, making sure that we have the reserves in case something happens. I was really happy on P&Z to approve the public-private partnership for employee housing behind the high school. I think this is something that we really need to look forward on any other projects, is not only as the town helping, but getting the local counties, the school board, as well as Habitat for Humanity involved in creating these employee housings with checks and balances, so that moving forward, we can employ our local cops, firefighters, teachers, and people that really help improve our town. And I think we could also continue the work that the town's done with our environmental programs, as well as our climate plan, and tapping into the resources we have with RMI, Rocky Mountain Institute, right in town. Those are the smartest thinkers in the world on this, and we should do everything we can to get them involved as well.
What is the first thing that you would do if elected?
I would like to see the council provide more direction on Pan and Fork. I do not think that we need to buy the whole piece of property, but I would support buying the corner closest to Two Rivers Road and Midland Avenue. I think we could purchase this and then obtain funds from the local counties to help offset that. I think we could do more to engage with the local businesses to find better solutions to help them with any issues and problems that they're having. And we need to do more to create local jobs. I think also promoting high density in our urban growth boundaries with access to our new bus stops with Rafta and Velocirafta, take advantage of these for people working in the valley, being able to commute easily with the public transportation.
So you are the youngest candidate. Could you speak to your experience moving to Basalt, what you do for work, and how that all informs your unique perspective?
I've been in Basalt for 11 years, transitioning from a studio by myself to owning a house and starting a family. I think this has given me an understanding of what it takes to succeed in this valley, as the struggles that a lot of young people go through from housing and jobs. I've been very lucky to have a wonderful job working for the company that puts the maps on the chairlifts. It's a small company. We have 4 to 5 people in the valley, but it's given me an understanding of problem solving, like I had said before, but also the management and having to find local employees and them having the same struggles that I have of finding housing and wanting to live here, but also figuring out how to live here. As a father, I've seen the issue of childcare firsthand, and it's a struggle that's real in this valley. It's something that we need to work on as a town, cutting some of the red tape that these childcare providers have to go through just to get open. I think it's something we could work on as a town and on the county level as well. Being a father is helped me realize how important the local education system is, and I want to figure out the best way to have the best schools in Basalt and keep people here, and better schools will attract more people that want to move here.
Thank you so much, Ryan Slack, for joining me.
Thank you.